Well, good afternoon, graduates. Are you all excited? Now, I came all the way from Augusta, Georgia for low energy. Are we excited? Yeah. Outstanding. Well, I'm happy to be here. And again, I want to say to Board of Trustees members, to President Hine, the faculty and staff, again, it's great to be home. And today is your day. We're here to celebrate you. And I can tell you, as a College of Business graduate, I'm also here to be with you as well. Hopefully we got some econ majors somewhere in the vicinity. Class of 2022, you are indeed a special class. If you think about it, during your time here at Winthrop, you've endured COVID-19, civil unrest throughout our nation, and how could we forget Kanye West ran for president and was also endorsed by Elon Musk. But through it all, you made it to commencement today. Now, I was asked by the administration to prepare a 30-minute presentation for you. But, out of the kindness of my own heart, I'm only gonna go for 29 minutes. But in all seriousness, I wanna share some thoughts, and I will be brief. I have a message for you, and the message is very simple. If you got a watch on, I'll ask you to look at your watch or your cell phone, whatever, and something on there will give you time. My message for you is, it's time. Specifically, it's your time. In my current role as president of Augusta Technical College, we recently went through a rebrand, new colors, new logos, and we also changed up our slogan. And our slogan for our college is, it's time. So I thought it was a fitting topic for you all. So let's talk about time. Time each day. For all of us, we have 24 hours, right? It's a precious commodity. And doctors will tell us that we should spend 8 hours of our day at least sleeping. So if we take that as the gospel, you have about 16 hours a day for activity. But thinking about it in a larger sense, let's talk about time in terms of our lives. What are we going to do with our lives? As an economics major, we were taught that life is about choices. Our choices eventually dictate our outcomes. And so far, you've made it today, and each of you have made the investment in either 3 years, 4 years, five, maybe six, to graduate, but you're here and you have your bachelor's degree. Now it's time for you to move into the next phase of your life. Thus, I wanted to provide a few things for you to take with you, using TIME as an acronym, T-I-M-E. So let's talk about the T. T means trust your gut, but be flexible. Trust your gut, but be flexible. I remember sitting in these seats in December of 2006. I was actually around this corner area. At the time, I had a goal to work for a bank. Specifically, I wanted to work for the Federal Reserve and be an economist. However, I applied to many, many banking jobs and never received an interview. You may be like me, applying to jobs, haven't heard back, or even questioning that you're going in the right career field. Sometimes friends or family might say, you might need to try a different path, or they might even provide some alternative thoughts for you. But in those cases, I will tell you, trust your gut, but be flexible. As aforementioned, I was distraught. But I pursued my MBA because I knew I wanted to get an MBA and eventually a doctorate degree, so I went on that path. My long-term goal, again, was to be an economics professor, eventually a dean, a provost, and a president. But it didn't start that way. Matter of fact, I took a job in February of that following year working at a group home, DSS Custody Kids. Had no experience in education or social work, but they hired me anyway. That job was the best job for me because at that point I actually learned what it is I was really called to do. You see, I ended up hiring a math tutor that was a former professor of mathematics at a two-year college in California. His name was Dr. Morris Roper. And through that connection point, I knew that the two-year college pathway was the way I wanted to go. So again, things may not be linear in terms of what it is you want to do, but still trust your gut. And again, in that instance, I knew what it is I wanted to do. And uniquely, down the road, I did teach economics at a two-year college. I did become a business school dean. And even though I didn't get to work for the Federal Reserve as an economist, I get the best of all worlds by sitting on the board that actually make the policies, while somebody else actually does the math in the background. So again, trust your gut, but be flexible. So let's talk about I. I means invest in yourself and others. Even if you don't pursue formal education, a master's or doctorate after you leave here today, diversification of skill sets will keep you globally competitive in an ever-changing world. I have 5 degrees, but I still sign up for classes, continuing education, to just get more depth under my tool belt. As you grow, some things you need to think about. Invest in a life and/or business coach. Have a professional look over your resume. Obtain a professional headshot. Spend the money, you will thank yourself down the road later. But don't forget to invest in others. Your parents, siblings, friends, coworkers. You've gained a lot of knowledge and skills here at Winthrop. You have to share that with other folks. So I will challenge you, mentor other folks. Serve on community boards. Get involved with your local chamber of commerce, city council, county council. Be active in your community. Here at Winthrop, we say that you should live, learn, and lead. So keep that in mind. So we have the T, we have the I. Let's talk about the M. M means mind your manners. That's an old school way of saying be polite, be nice. My grandmother used to say it all the time. Bible scripture for you, Proverbs 22:1 states, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. Keep your name and your personal brand in good standing. Not only watch what you say, but more importantly, watch what you post. Be mindful of the company you keep. My father has a saying, son, don't hang around zeros, because anything times zero equals zero. There you go. iHeart 143 quote said it best. Stay away from still people, still broke, still complaining, still hating, and still nowhere. In short, keep good company, stay humble, and more importantly, treat everybody with respect. You will go very far in life, and you will also go very fast if you do so. So let's talk about the last letter, which is E. Exhibit excellence in everything you do. Whatever you do, do it with excellence, and more importantly, exceed what is being asked of you. People will respond when you do more than what's required. Just think about the time you went to a restaurant or a service outlet and they went above your expectations. You're more than likely to go back there and spend your time, your money, and your energy. And we also know those places that you had a bad experience, you were probably quick to get on Google reviews and give them a 1-star, right? So those things matter. But you want to leave memorable experiences when you meet and deal with folks. I tell my colleagues at the college every day, do everything with a spirit of excellence. Everything you do should be at the highest order possible. And don't be moderate, don't be adequate, don't be satisfactory, don't do it because everybody else is doing it. I always made this joke in the office when I was younger. Just because everybody had a polo shirt on, it's okay to rock your 3-piece suit. It's called professional swag, okay? Rock it. They might murmur, but they're gonna notice. You're gonna stand out. And if your supervisor asks for you to do a report that's due on Friday, I challenge you, turn it in on Wednesday and see what that response looks like. No one ever got in trouble for doing more than what's been asked of them. So set yourself apart, go above and beyond. I'll give you a quick example. My first job in high school was at one of the best restaurants you can work at, Captain D's. See, you all laugh. So let me tell you about this experience at Captain D's. My son now, he laughs because he equates that as a job that SpongeBob has, but that's a whole nother story, as a line cook. So I applied for this job in high school, and the manager told me, that in over his 25 years working there, no one had ever worn a suit and tie to an interview to be a line cook at Captain D's. Especially because it was a job that I'm gonna have grease all over me. But by the end of that interview, not only did I get the job the same day, but I also got a 50-cent raise. That was a big deal back then. We also got paid on Mondays, every Monday, I like that. I digress. But in short, have your standards high. Don't decrease your standards because other folks aren't doing what you're doing. So I leave you with this. In summary, remember, it's time. It's time. Trust your gut, but be flexible. Invest in yourself and others. Mind your manners and exhibit excellence in all you do. In doing so, you will fly high like our mascot. Go Eagles, Winthrop Everstand. Thank you.